Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for being with us and taking the time. We're huge fans. And when you came across in our email, I was like, yes, we have to talk to Felicia Day.
Yes.
Because we need to know when the next Mystery Science Theater season is coming out.
Oh, well, gosh, I wish I could say. I know, you know, Joel Hodgson is on his goodbye tour. It's like a six-month tour. So he's touring the U.S. and having in-person dates all over the world, country. So when he's finished with that tour, hopefully we can look back to the TV show and get more of that going on, because I love being a part of it.
Well, in the meantime, we have this new book to celebrate, which is awesome. So it was released on October 1st, Embrace Your Weird, which, you know, it's so interesting because, like, we're here in radio and, you know, you're a big celebrity, an actress, a writer, and an author. And, you know, there's still a little bit of a confidence thing that we have to go through, right? I mean, there's still times where, like, you know, are we good enough? Am I too weird? Why do you feel like this book needed to be written now?
Yeah, my story is a very odd one. I was a homeschool girl who didn't hang out with other children ever. I went to college at 16. I graduated very early. And then I moved to L.A. to be an actor. And I got rejected a lot. And it was kind of the first rejection I had in my life. And it was really, really hard to deal with. And I was rejected for the things I thought were my superpowers, my weirdnesses, the things that made me different. And so that really was hard to overcome. But when I started picking up the camera and shooting videos in my garage with hundreds of dollars, and I made a huge phenomenon out of my show, The Guild, it really showed me that, yes, who I am is something I should be proud of. I just wasn't looking to the right people to succeed as who I was. And I think that's probably the message and the reason I wrote this book. Over the years, people have told me that my journey has inspired them to create things and change their job and get help for their anxiety and depression, which I'm very transparent about battling over the years. And all those kind of ideas really made me want to put it all in a book that would help other people rather than just talking about my own journey. So Embrace Your Weird is a funny, whimsical, interactive book that really helps people. It's designed to help people overcome resistance to being creative in this world.
Yeah, it's one of those, especially like in these industries, we choose the ones that other people have to judge us for. And then, like, it's hard to take sometimes. So it's nice to see that, you know, you being weird and you being into things is actually good, especially nowadays with YouTube and all these things that are out there. The weirder almost, the better.
I mean, yeah, nobody shares a video because it's like every other video, right? And, you know, I think there's a sort of conformity that especially kids kind of drum into other kids. And as we grow up, it never goes away. And the sad thing is that the things that separate us from other people really are the best things to channel into the world creatively, because that's what really impacts people. And, you know, a part of the message of this book as well is that creativity is not about what other people will consume. That's what kind of stops a lot of us in our track, because we sit down and put a pen to paper and then we're like, oh, it's not good enough. My mom won't like it. It's not going to be a success. I won't make a living at this. And those are all the things that you can't look at when you're starting to create, because to me, creativity is a form of self-care. We need to create, whether it's just doing something for an hour a night and then throwing it away at the end. We'll be a lot more happy doing that with our lives than just consuming other people's stuff with TV, movies, and everything like that. Watching stuff is great, but you should have a little bit of your own time in your life to get to know yourself, because we're really, really interesting. We really sell ourselves short because we don't explore who we are a lot.
Felicia, what would you say to kids that are growing up in this generation that maybe we never had to deal with like the Instagram and the likes and the comments and all that stuff, that are maybe trying to embrace their weird, but are getting backlash from their peers? What would you say to them?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, I think that it's very real. And when you look at the measure of yourself with, you know, a little thumb or a heart underneath a picture of yourself, and you measure that as your own self-worth, there's no good place to go with that. It won't make you happy. As somebody who's been online for so many years and had a success and a creative, you know, career based on it, it never is rewarding. It never encourages you to do the things that really make you happy, because in order to get other people to like you, you're thinking about what they want from you. You're not working on yourself inside. And so you become kind of this hollow, empty person, always trying to show people who you are versus just be who you are. And so I think it really warps people. I think if you look at famous people and famous kid actors and things like that, it doesn't make people happy to always be on show and trying to portray your best self to everybody. So sometimes you just have to settle in and get to know yourself and be proud of the things that make you different, even if other people will reject them. Yes, maybe people won't, it won't resonate with people, but you'll attract the right people into your life that accept you for who you are. And that's ultimately what will make you the happiest in life.
Now, Felicia, you're obviously motivated in life. You've, you know, did all these things. You went to college at 16. What's pushed you your whole life, even when you were younger, because you didn't have this book to tell you about it. So what made you want to, you know, push and go through all this?
You know, a lot of the aspects of my book are about overcoming some of the drives in my life to really please other people at the expense of who I am. You know, always thinking of myself as, you know, people will not like me unless I achieve things. And so that's something I've had to work on a lot to really get rid of that, because underneath it all, I know I have more stories to tell, more things I want to do with my life. But when we're always thinking about other people instead of ourselves, we don't really know who we are. We're not really in touch with what makes us happy. We just know that making other people happy makes us happy, but not in a deep way. And so removing that need to please other people is really important, I think, and something to be conscious of, because it can drive a lot of our behavior in a way we're not even aware of.
Yeah, man, I'm so excited for this book. It's something that young kids need. It's something that we need, like, personally. I can't wait to read this book, like, to motivate us and, you know, let us know that it's okay to be weird. It's okay to find ways to just be yourself as much as possible. So thank you so much, Felicia Day, for taking the time. Embrace Your Weird is out now. You can buy it. I just saw it on Amazon. And if you want to hear Felicia read it to you, which I think I'm going to opt for.
Yes, definitely.
You can do that. She has an audio version of that. How was that experience, reading your own book?
You know, I wrote a memoir several years ago called You're Never Weird on the Internet, Almost. And I read that out loud as well. And I learned a lot of lessons from that. To me, I'm always a performer. And so I read everything out loud before I publish it. And so it's really a conversation. I love performing. I love reading my own words. And hopefully I get to do it again in the future.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Felicia, for taking the time and chatting with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me on.